When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, it's Emma
and Maggie,
and welcome back to another episode of Love You Bye.
Today, oh my god, I can't believe it's December 1st when we're recording this episode. I was thinking about it this morning and I was like, I can't believe there's 1 month left of 2023.
How crazy. This year went by so fast.
Right? I know, it's so crazy how fast the year went by, and it's like, only 1 month left, and then it's going to be 2024.
Right. Insane.
Which is wild, and time's just going by so quick, and I just can't believe it. But I'm excited for December, and I'm excited to end the year off strong. Like, I'm really excited for this month, and I just feel like it's going to be a really good month. Everything's starting to get so festive around Boston, and everything looks so pretty, and, like, I've been loving seeing all the Christmas decorations and, like, the Christmas trees with the lights and everything, so it's really cute around here. But peek in the pit of the week to start off the episode. My peak this week, Emma, was definitely going and doing the wedding tasting.
Same. That was my peak.
Yesterday.
The same.
That was so much fun, and the food was so good. It was so hard to pick, like, which one was our favorite.
I know.
But Emma and I, you guys, it was so funny. They brought out this tray, and it was like, to start off, they gave you a menu and they were like, okay guys, like, this is everything we have for appetizers, every salad we offer, every entree we offer. And, like, we obviously had to try every single one of them. They brought out like a mini portion. So they bring out this massive tray of all of these appetizers, and we're all like, oh my God. Me and Emma were so funny. We were taking one off the thing and I would take a bite and then give it to her and she would take a bite. Or, like, she would take a bite and she'd be like, okay, here, have the other half. Like, we were, like, sharing everything. And it was just a lot of fun. And that was my peak this week. And my pit.
I know.
My pit is that I have had, like, a really off week. I feel like because there was a full moon a few days ago. And I'm pretty sure, like, the start of Mercury retrograde was a couple days ago. Like, I don't know. There's a bunch of crazy.
Really?
Yeah, there's a bunch of crazy things happening right now.
That's why it feels like nothing's working out. This week has been actually insane.
Also, the full moon, I, like, looked into it last week, but that was, like, a crazy full moon, and I just feel like during this time, a lot of things feel, like, off, and it feels like things are just, like, not going right. You know what I mean? But it's actually, like, when there's a full moon, it's preparing you for, like, the next step of your life. Like, the next step you are going to take, or, like, the next door you're going to go through. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've just, like, felt super off. I've also been having trouble sleeping because of it. And I'm never this type of person. Like, I am usually in bed ready to go to sleep at, like, 10:30. And I have been struggling so hard. I've been, like, falling asleep at, like, 2 a.m.
Which is really good.
So my sleep's been messed up. It's been weird. I feel like you're not like that either.
I'm not like that either. And my sleep has been messed up. I even took melatonin last night. And normally this melatonin I take, I mean, it's the Lemmy sleep gummies, but whenever I take those, I only take one. The serving is two. I only take one. And they just calm me down. And I'm out like a light all night. And then I wake up in the morning and I feel so good and I don't feel groggy and stuff. I took two when we got home from the tasting last night. Like, literally, I took two at 8:30. And I fell asleep for, like, I think 30 minutes, but I wasn't sleeping. My eyes were shut, and I was just thinking about everything that I have to do, and then I just woke up, and I didn't fall asleep till 2.
No way. You should have texted me, because I was awake.
I should have texted you, because I tried to not lay on my phone, but then I ended up, this is, whenever I can't sleep, I go on my phone, and I start to order things online. I don't know what I ordered last night. I ordered, like, stuff from J. Crew. I ordered, like, random stuff, which is such a bad habit, but I was just like, need to get off my phone. I've been trying to just, if I'm sitting on my phone, I've been trying to just go on Pinterest and not go on, like, TikTok and all that type of stuff and just scroll, which has been nice, but
I know, like, instead of going on my phone, I should just read a book.
That's what I think of too. But then my light.
I need to get like a Kindle. No, you need to get like a Kindle.
I need to get like a little reading light to like set up.
Yeah, you need to like get one near my bed.
Yeah, I need to order one off of Amy. I actually just ordered a bunch of security cameras off of Amazon.
Good.
So they came in today, so I'm excited to put those up. And I need to order more security cameras for our house down on the Cape and stuff like that. But anyway, my peak and pit of the week.
Your peak, since you just said my house on the Cape, our house on the Cape. I was like, wait, you haven't like said anything about it yet. So
I know. Well, I don't, I guess like we don't close on it for like a couple more. I think it's like we have something else that we have to do. The inspector just came to the house on Monday. I met with him there, which was great. It all went very well because it's a new construction. So it's a brand new house, which I like didn't understand really what an inspector, I thought they just went through and looked at everything, but no, I actually walked around with the inspector and it took like 2.5 hours.
Wow.
For him there. Actually, yeah, 2.5 hours or so. But I walked around with him and he showed me like all the little things, like, because obviously that house is going to be most likely just like our summer house. So when we leave the house, we have to turn off the water. And like he showed me how to do that. And he showed me like how to just typical things that you don't know about a house until you like have one, obviously. Like that's,
yeah, like I would never think to know. Turn off the water and do all that.
Oh yeah, so I feel like I learned a ton that day, which was really nice. And I'm very type A when it comes to that type of stuff. I'm very like, I feel like I'm very crazy when it comes to like, I don't know, like home things and also like just like real life stuff, you know. But my pit, speaking of real life stuff, are yesterday, this is my pit. So our everything, our whole entire house basically almost got shut off. The one that we live in right now in Boston. Our electricity almost got shut off. Our heat, our hot water, like all of it almost got shut off. Because when we moved here, we thought we had transferred everything over from our last place, like the electricity and like all that type of stuff. Like, you know, you do that when you move into a new place, you transfer all your stuff over, you call like Eversource, National Grid, like all those things, transfer it, right? We had done that, but it didn't end up setting up. So back in July, back in July when we moved in here, none of our stuff, like we transferred it, but it didn't, I don't know, like didn't get set up. And we had no idea. We thought we were getting like billed monthly, like auto pay.
Yeah, especially with no you guys idea. Both, I feel like, have people that do your expenses. You're not paying attention to everything that comes out of your bank account.
Yeah, so we had no idea. And then the guy comes knocking at our door yesterday and was like, hey, like, we're here to shut off your electricity, but, or I forget what, he was shutting off our gas. And he was like, but there, I just looked up the number, but there's just no account like made. And we were like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's because when you move, Emma, I learned this the hard way a few years ago. I did that. Remember the heat shut off at our old apartment that we shared together when I had to go stay at the hotel? So I had called them and I had transferred it and everything was under my name, but the account number
was different.
I never put the account. Yes, it was a different account number. Mm-hmm. So you have to like physically go on the website, put the new account number underneath like your account. And I don't know. It was just like this whole thing that same thing happened to me.
Yeah, so.
But you live and learn. Like, now that'll never happen to you guys again.
Oh, never happened to us again after that. But that was exciting. I was, like, literally heading out to Pilates. I was walking out the door to go to my Pilates class, and the guy was there. And he was like, hey. And I was like, who are you? Like, I've never seen you before. So then I ended up missing Pilates because we were on the phone with, like, Eversource and stuff like that.
Oh my god, well thank god you guys got it figured out and thank god you like saw him there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, thank god I wasn't gone or already at my Pilates and he turned it off and we came home and it was
and there
like,
was nothing. Because that sucks because awful. They can't have someone come back out to turn it back on for like 5 days. Because that's exactly what happened to me.
Exactly. So I was like, if this happened, well, I don't know what we do.
You would have to go stay at a hotel.
I know. But then it's like poor Peyton's always in a hotel.
I know. Oh my god. And now and then you're leaving again on Monday. Right. Or Tuesday? Wait, when are you leaving?
Yeah. Tuesday.
Oh, so you can go to my event.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, cool.
Hi guys, just taking a quick break from the show to hear from our sponsor today at Baze. As you guys know, Emma and I do a lot of traveling, and when it comes to winter travel, we need bags that can fit a lot. When I'm packing for a long trip in the cold weather, I always need to bring a combination of long sleeves, sweaters, and jackets, but that can take up so much space. There's nothing worse than going through security at the airport and getting your bag checked and then trying to stuff your jackets back in your bag. That's why I love the Baze carry-on roller. It does such a great job of fitting everything I need to pack in one sleek, classic-looking piece of luggage without it feeling like it's about to burst open. Baze was created by actress Shay Mitchell to make sleek, affordable bags, luggage, and accessories designed to help you travel effortlessly while still looking fashionable. Baze has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, a built-in weight detector, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need to keep organized. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Baze has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Baze has your personal items covered. Right now, Baze is offering our listeners 15% off of your first purchase by visiting bazetravel.com/loveyoubuy. Go to bazetravel.com/loveyoubuy for 15% off of your first purchase. That's B-E-I-S travel.com/loveyoubuy.
That's that. Also, another thing, I was ordering Peyton's Christmas gift, and I ordered him a couple things for Christmas. I ordered him like two kind of big things and then one thing that's kind of like a little like joke, like inside joke type thing. And then I ordered him this like personalized like little thing. I can't talk about it because I don't want to, it's not Christmas yet.
Yeah, don't so talk about it.
I can't talk about it, but one of the things that I ordered, it's a pretty big thing. And when I placed my order, it said that I was going to get delivered while I was gone. So I was like, shoot, like I don't want it to get delivered while it's gone because one, I need a sign for it. Two, yeah, someone's going to steal it off my doorstep. So I ended up calling them, like the company, and I was like, hey, like, could I cancel my order? I'm just going to either place a new order when I get back or go into the store and buy one. So the guy's like, yeah, like, we're canceling your order. Like, you should see a refund in a couple days. Guess what shows up to my doorstep today?
No. Don't tell me the gift came.
The gift came.
And they refunded you?
No, they didn't. Well,
you're going to probably get it in a few days. What if they shipped it already?
No, but like, the thing is that I canceled it. So this is one of the things that I ordered like at like 12 a.m. Like this was like a late night purchase. And then I canceled the order the next morning at like 10.
Oh my God. So somebody might have been up late working and processing it. Because you know how it's crazy during the holidays? Like packages go out so fast. They're sending out so much stuff.
I didn't realize how fast it was going to come.
Like, well, thank God you were here to get it.
Yeah, true.
But oh my God, I would wait a few days and then see if you got... Wait, why am I having deja vu right now?
Emma, this is really weird.
I am having deja vu that I had a dream that this situation happened.
Peyton and I were watching a TV show, and Peyton's watching this new show, and I looked up. It's like kind of scary. There's a lot of violence in it, and I don't really like violent stuff. Like, I hate
violent shows.
Me too. So I don't really watch, but I sit there and I'll like go on my phone and I look up from the show and I'm not kidding you. The scene that was going on, brand new show. This has never, like, this just came out. The show just came out, right?
What's it called?
On Amazon Prime. I don't know what it's called.
Oh.
It's like three letters and it's about like, I think it's about like gangs and stuff. It's like very violent. And so it's like definitely like a show like men would love. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, as I was saying, I look up from the show and the scene I had seen before in my head, but not with the people that are in the show, but like with like me and my friends in a dream.
What?
Isn't that crazy? I remember I had the dream like back in January.
That's so weird. Also, I've been having the craziest dreams about things that like, well, this has always happened to me. I have dreams about something, it'll be like the most vivid thing, and then it'll happen in real life, like 3 weeks later. How weird is that?
That's weird.
Like, I had a dream last night, and Max, one of his best friend's dad, was in my dream, and he was dropping something off or, like, giving something to us. And then this morning, Milo starts barking, and I heard someone on the steps, like, on our front steps, and he goes, oh, yeah, it's just George dropping something off. I'm like, what? I cannot make this up. I'm like, George was giving, like, dropping something off to us in our dream last night. Like, I had no idea he was coming over to drop something off. How weird is that? That's so insane. I was like, okay, he thinks I'm crazy, but I'm, like, literally psychic. Like, I've had multiple dreams about, like, remember a few years ago when Jessica was pregnant and I woke up and I had a dream that she called me and told me she was pregnant, and I texted her and was like, I had a dream that Jess is pregnant. I'm not going to say anything to her about it, but I'm going to just wait. 3 weeks later, she's on the phone, calls me, and then she to tell me that she's pregnant. Just weird things like that. And then I also had this other dream that somebody, well, two times, that two different people, they're boys, this is back in a few years ago, said specific things to me. And then in person, like 3 weeks later, they said, one of the person said something 3 weeks later, like the exact thing that they said to me in the dream. And then the other person said it to me like over the phone. Like, it was just weird. I had dreams about these specific things. And then a few weeks later, they actually happened in real life. So, like, I don't know what that means or what it's called either. But my dreams are always very, very accurate. Kaylee and I talk about it too, because my best friend, my roommate from college, she, stuff like that happens to her too. And remember the dreams that she'll have about you, Emma? Like, you always show up in her dreams and she'll call me and be like, Maggie, is Emma okay right now? And I'm like, why? And she's like, she was standing on my back deck in my dream crying with a duffel bag. This was like a year and a half ago. And I was like, wait, that's so weird. I texted you. I'm like, are you okay? You're like, no, I'm like really sad right now. I've been having the worst week, like blah, blah, blah. And I told her, I was like, okay, I just talked to Emma. Like, she is really sad right now. And she was like, she literally was on my back porch crying with a duffel bag in my dream. And then a few months ago, she had another dream and you were in it. I forget what you did. But then I texted you and I said something about her dream and you were like, oh my God, yeah. Like, yeah, that's what's happening. I forget the second one too. But how crazy is that? So I don't know. I really want to get into like dreams a lot more, because I feel like I want to learn more about it, because I have crazy dreams. And
yeah, you should.
Some people, I feel like it's not true. You know what I mean? Like, they'll be like, it's just a dream. Like, you probably were thinking about that person during the day or like talking about them or whatever. But it's like, no. It's like people and things will happen sometimes that it's like, I don't know. Or I'll just have very vivid dreams of people telling me stuff and I'll feel their energy so strong. It's very weird. Also, I have really crazy dreams about my papa.
Mm-hmm, you do.
Like, he'll come into my, which is really crazy, because last time he was in my dream in July, I wrote it down, like the exact thing that happened. Like, I could feel it in my chest, like that he was there, if that makes sense. And I had this whole dream about my papa that passed away. And then I woke up the next day and it felt so real. No, it was him visiting. So I called my grandmother. I told her about it. I told my mom. I told my whole family. And I haven't had one about him ever since. But he was coming in my dreams like every month. Yeah. And then I had that really crazy one where you, and I have chills right now talking about it, where you introduced him to Peyton and I introduced him to Mac and we were on the beach. And I remember being like conscious in my dream talking to him. Like, I was like, okay, this is a really special moment. Like, he's here right now. I have the chance to ask him stuff. And I specifically asked my papa if there was anything that he wanted to tell Grammy, because I know that that would mean so much to her when I woke up, because he came to visit me and she always talks about how like sometimes he'll give her signs and stuff like that. So I literally asked, is there anything you want me to tell Grammy? And he did. He told me. And then I told her, obviously, the next day. And then right after he told me what he wanted to say to her, he started walking away, like, down the beach. And he was holding this, like, floaty that was, like, glowing. It was so weird. And I was like, Papa, where are you going? And he was like, I need to go now. I need to go now.
Well, he told you what... Like, he was probably waiting for the time to tell you.
I know.
Like, what he wanted to tell Grammy. And then once you told her, like, that's what he just that's all he did it.
He told me in the dream, he said, tell her that I love her very much and I think about her all the time and I call her every day. And I'm thinking like, okay, he's like trying to contact her every single day through signs. Like he's always with her. He's always trying to contact her and show her that he's there, which weird things do happen to her, which she's talked about, but it's just so crazy how people like who have passed away can come through and come to your dreams and give you signs. And I can get down a rabbit hole on TikTok, like watching videos about this. And I love when people make videos about it.
Me too. I love when I see videos like this on TikTok. Like I saw one the other day of this girl. This is a little bit different, but there was this little girl who the mom, like, I forget how it all happened, but I think that she was talking to her sister on the phone about like the 9/11, like just like,
I saw like this
years
one
in the past. Like this was like probably 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So obviously 9/11 happened years ago, and she was like talking about it with her sister. And then the baby was like, or not the baby, the kid who was like three, she was like, oh, I remember that. Like I was there.
I was on the plane. Jessica and I talked about that. She saw it too. Yes. And how the boy was one of the people who passed away on the plane, like reincarnated.
But now, reincarnated. It was insane. It was the most, that gave me chills.
And it's like, how does a toddler know these things? Like as a toddler, like you're learning about life. Like you don't know world events that happened years ago.
I was just born. I was literally 2 months old.
And I've seen people comment being like, this is fake, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, the toddler doesn't know anything about 9/11. And he's saying things about what he used to do in his past life. Like, he loved playing baseball. He loved...
Yeah.
Or he did this for work. And, like, literally talked about it. And they found the exact guy that he was before. Oh, isn't that crazy?
That gives me chills. That makes me... Oh, my gosh.
It's, like, wild what happens. Also, I've been... You know the Susie Pesto trend?
Yes.
A lot of people tell these stories with like that Susie thing. I need to do one. I need to stitch it and I need to tell like a crazy story that's happened to me.
I've heard some of the craziest stories on the Susie Pesto one. Like, same. So, I mean, not even ones that are like wow, but like ones that are just like actually nuts.
Oh my God. I watched this one about this girl who I think her mom, her birth mother had an affair with a guy, but she was married with three kids, and the girl, this was a white family, and the mom had an affair with a guy who was black, and she tells the story, and she's like, my birth mother had an affair with my father, and she told her husband, because if she gave birth to the baby, like, obviously the baby was gonna come out and not look like her other kids, she was gonna be mixed, so her skin was gonna be different, and all that, and so she tells the story about how her mom told her siblings that she was a stillbirth and the baby passed away at birth. Like the whole entire family believed that. And she put her up for adoption right away. She got adopted by a family. I don't know where she's from or where she lives, like maybe Pennsylvania or something. She got adopted by a family, and years later, was when she turned 18, her adopted parents told her exactly what happened. Like she found out who her birth mother and father were, and she got to like become close with her siblings. Like they have a group chat now, and she's I think like a ballerina in New York City and has like 500,000 TikTok followers. Like I went down a rabbit hole and I follow her now, and I watch all her videos about her just telling stories about how she was adopted.
Send that one to me.
I'll send her you. She makes so many videos about it, and she'll, you know what I love? When a person makes like a viral video and they'll tell a story and then they give you updates.
Continue.
Like she's been continuing it. Like she gives updates about like her and her siblings from her mom's birth mother's children. And then she'll talk about meeting up with her birth father, and she like posts pictures of them, and it's just like really cute.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I don't know. It's just crazy. I like love when I find stuff like that on TikTok.
I know, same.
I've been seeing a lot of crazy stories about, like, that type of stuff. And I also saw another girl who, like, she had a one-night stand or something, gave birth to her, but her whole entire life, the girl believed that her dad was the guy that was raising her, that her mom was married to, but it wasn't actually her birth dad. And her birth dad knew about her whole life, never said anything. And when she turned 18, he found her on social media. She's like in her 30s now. And he was following her along on social media for years.
I think I saw this.
Really? And then somebody like messaged her from a fake number and was like, you need to get a ancestry kit done. And she was like, who is this? And they were like, just trust me, you need to do it. And it ended up being like her birth dad's brother's son or something, because something similar happened to him.
Oh my gosh.
And so she like found out who her real dad was and was showing photos, like comparing them, and they were like twins. Like they looked so much alike.
Wow.
But yeah, so many stories. But yeah, I'll wait. I want to find the girl's TikTok right now, because I feel like I don't want to just tell the story about it and then have people be like, wait, who are you talking about? Oh, her name is Alicia Mae Holloway. That's her TikTok. AliciaMaeHolloway. Yeah, she's a ballerina in New York. Oh, she was on The Bachelor too. And she's a professional ballerina and a model. But she's really cute. And she's a very good storyteller too. Like, she's a really, really good storyteller. Like, you know when some people, you're like, okay, I mean, maybe that's me when people hear me tell stories, but they're like, okay, get to the point. Like, she's so good at telling stories. Yeah. But anyway. My dog is being so funny right now. So he gets a toy every single time I go to Whole Foods. Every few weeks, I'll bring him home a toy. So I brought him home a toy 2 days ago. He's been so obsessed with it for 2 days, but poor Max never gets any toys because he will rip them to shreds. Yeah. So Mac got him a bone this morning, and he gave Max the bone, and Max was like eating it, whatever. Milo was sitting right next to him, whining, staring at him, whining. I'm like, Milo, you just got a toy the other day. And he was like staring at him, crying. And so I gave him like a little mini bone that I had in the cabinet. He goes running upstairs to the third floor. And he likes to do this thing. Dogs are so funny. He does this thing where he'll jump on my bed and he will stuff the bone in between the mattress and the headboard.
Oh.
Yeah, he'll go, you will see his butt in the air in between the two pillows. And he'll stuff the bone all the way down between the headboard and the mattress. And he will dig with his little paws, and then he'll use his nose and kind of like try pretend to bury the bone as if he's digging a hole in the dirt and putting dirt over to bury it. So he does that, and I know that he's going up to do that. And well, two parts of the story. Then I hear him barking at something, and I'm like, oh my God, he definitely got so excited. Like sometimes he'll get so excited that he'll have the bone in his mouth and he'll fling it across the room and it'll fly out of his mouth. It flew underneath my dresser.
Oh.
He couldn't get it. So he was like barking at it. And then I finally went upstairs. I had to get it from underneath the dresser. But anyway, I was cleaning my bed the other day, and I'm like, there's a hole in my organic cotton parachute sheets.
No.
Like, why is there a whole... Those are, like... Expensive. Parachute bedding is expensive.
Yeah.
And so, I'm like, oh my God. I look at it, and I see little bite marks. Like, his little teeth marks. And he definitely went and scratched at it so much, like... And was biting at it. And ripped a hole in my bedding.
He's so cute, though.
Like, I was like, oh my God. I know. Dogs are just so funny.
They're so funny.
I don't know where he is right now.
It's so funny that they can't talk.
I know.
But they express themselves in such different ways. Like, he wanted his bone. He was barking.
Yeah, he was, like, barking at it. He is on... He
wanted it.
Yeah, I knew something happened. He's taking... Not taking. He's been eating a new food for the past 2 days because he has, like, these tear marks, which he's never had, like,
typical white dog
really bad... like red tear stains, but he's never had that before. So I was like really confused, and I did all this research, and I saw that if you change a little white dog's diet to grain-free and feed them a beef diet, it'll go away. So I'll keep you guys updated on Milo's new food, but he loves it.
What is he eating?
It's an all-natural beef, grain-free.
Is it kibble or is it like wet?
No, it's kibble. Yeah, but I think I'm going to order him the farmer's dog again because they have a beef one. Oh. And he used to really like that. And then when I moved, I know. It just was getting hard because, like, well, I don't have to feed Max and Milo the same food.
No.
Yeah, Milo, like, loves the farmer's dog, and I need to start ordering that for him again, but I want to get the one that's just the beef.
Cleo's funny. She has been eating the same, well, she was a puppy, so when she's still a puppy, but when she was, like, 5 months, she was eating, well, ever since Peyton got her, and then at, like, the 5 month mark, she was eating this, like, food that's just a wet food that came out of a can that was like for easy digestion.
Oh yeah, and she used to have digestion problems.
Yeah, she like did, but then her poop was like a lot, like it was like what? Insane. It was insane because of that food. So I was like, okay, like was talking to her vet and stuff like that, like, and they were like, honestly, like when she gets older, she's not gonna need this. It's because like her when she was a puppy, I guess, whatever. So one day we ran out of her food, her like wet food, and I was like, we're gonna try out this other food that's like still a good type of food for dogs and like whatever. So I switched over and she's eating, starting this kibble. So her old food, like the wet food, she used to eat it so fast. We had to get her one of those slow eaters.
Yeah, that's like Milo when he would eat farmer's dog.
Because she would eat it so fast.
So fast.
And then that would upset her stomach and she would throw up or other things. And so now
throw up or other things, like her pants everywhere.
Yeah, like everywhere. So now she eats this kibble and she hasn't had a problem since. Like she hasn't had like a pooping problem. She hasn't like thrown up from eating too fast or anything. Like she eats a normal speed now because obviously she has to chew all her food and stuff.
Yeah.
So then Peyton randomly gets like PR from dog brands. Like he'll
Like the bone
random
broth.
Dog brands. So we get this bone broth. Dog bone broth, literally specifically for dogs. Like it's just bone broth, no salt added, nothing added to it, like anything, just broth. And so Peyton's like, I drink bone broth. I'm going to put some in Cleo so she can have some too, like pour some in her food. She's so picky now. She won't eat her food unless there's bone broth in it. She won't eat it.
Oh my God, I know.
She will let that food sit there all day long until the next day and not eat it. And I'm like, you're joking. We ran out of bone broth. Right?
No.
And we only had from that brand. So we only had, and I only do like a splash because I don't want to make her food wet, but we just do like a little bit and she eats the whole entire thing. But so we only had salmon. They gave us like chicken and beef. So she used up all the chicken, all the beef, and we only had salmon left. So she started eating the salmon and she hated the salmon. She didn't even touch her food. It was so gross. So then whatever. We're done with the bone broth. I bring her to Ella's house and she like wouldn't eat her food. And I was like, what am I going to do? Like, we don't have bone broth here. That's dog bone broth. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I had to put peanut butter in her food. Like,
oh my God, does she only butter. Eat it with peanut butter now?
No, she ate it fully, like so fast. But then we actually went to Whole Foods and in their dog section, they have like a bone broth for dogs. And it's just like a chicken bone broth. So we got her that. But she's so funny. Like I didn't put it in her dinner last night because I thought she'd eat it because she was probably hungry. Didn't eat her dinner because she didn't have any bone broth in it.
Oh my God. I love when like people, I love seeing TikToks of them doing like all this special stuff for their dog's food. And you know, they like crack an egg and they put all this stuff in it. They put like a little treat on the top.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
That's Cleo.
That's literally Cleo. I want to get Milo one of the slow bowls. I also need to get one for Max because he does not breathe when he eats. My boyfriend has like an 80-pound husky and he doesn't even take a breath.
The brand that we have is really cute. It's called Pekka. It's not though, but it's 1 second. It's a really good brand and it's cute.
Really?
Yeah. It's called,
where'd you find it? Amazon or no?
No, I got off of PetSmart. Oh, right here. Slow Feed Dog Bowl. It's by the brand, not Pekka.
Pekka.
P-A-I-K-K-A.
Pekka.
I don't know. But it's like, this one's cute. It just has a bone, you know? But you can get like really big ones. This one says it's for 3 cups and I got it in the mail and it's teeny. Hers is huge.
Need to get Max one of the ones that looks like a maze where he like really has to like get in there.
Yeah, you could order that on Amazon. I didn't want one of those ones. I wanted like a cute one.
Yeah.
But Max is fine. He could, he definitely needs a maze.
I know, because he eats so fast. Cleo's a little princess though.
She's such a princess. She's taking a nap right now with her dad.
Oh, good girl. Yeah, she's so cute. A pregame nap. Wait, I'm excited for you to go to that restaurant before the game tonight. Guys, I went to Grill 23 for my birthday, and it was the best meal I've ever had. They make the best drinks. Well, I didn't get a cocktail. I got wine, and it was really good, but Matt got an extra dirty martini, and it comes out in like a frosted glass. But there's like legit ice on the glass. And the other night, Hallie got a Cosmo when we were there, and it was really good. Ooh. It tasted like frozen lemonade.
Yum.
So if you're feeling a cocktail, definitely get a martini because they're like insane. But if you just want wine, that's fine.
I've been in the mood for wine lately. I've been loving wine.
Me too.
Like red wine.
I'm low-key back on my Pinot Grigio grind.
I was on Pinot Grigio for maybe a week and I'm back on my red.
Oh.
Wait, I have to tell a story. The other day, this was I think Sunday, Peyton had a game on Sunday and I was meeting one of the other wives before the game for her birthday because we got a drink to celebrate her birthday and like appetizers before the game and stuff like that. So we go to my favorite place. Really want to gatekeep it, so I'm just really not gonna say it, which is just so bad. Like, call me a gatekeeper, I don't care. We went to my favorite place and we got some wine, some appetizers, whatever. And so we show up to the game. We got there right when the game started, like right while the national anthem's going on, whatever. So we walk into, because the way that we go through, you can like go straight into the family room first before heading like under the tunnel up to your seat. And so her and I, we stop in the family room and one of the ladies that works for the team was like, oh my gosh, like, do you guys want to go get a drink in like the Legends Club? We'll give you, I have two extra like passes for that, like you guys can go up there and get a drink. And we were like, yeah, sure. So we grab the two passes, we go up there, and it's like kind of far, like you like go all the way up and it's like down this like hallway and it's like all the way in the back corner, but it's like a bar, like an actual bar that you can sit down at and watch. Like there's big massive TVs like all around this place and you sit at the bar. And we watched the whole entire first quarter at that bar because we ended up getting a whole entire bottle of wine.
No, you drank it all?
We split it, yes.
I'm although, done, like, Emma.
We had to, by the time it was halftime, we were like, okay, like we should probably head out to our seats. Like we haven't been out to our seats once.
And you're like tipsy.
Yeah, so we like filled up to-go cups with the rest of the wine with like straws in them. And
was it red?
Yes, it was red. And I'm like, God. I could not finish the sippy cup. I don't even think I had a sip out of it because I was like, okay, like if I can't, it's a Sunday night. Like, what am I doing?
You would have been wasted.
I know, but it was a lot of fun.
Wait, that's so fun though. I wish I was there. I want to go to the Legends Club. Next time we go to a game, let's ask her if we can have the pass.
Yeah. And to go down there and sit.
Because I want to so see
fun.
It.
It's fun. You get to just like order drinks at the bar. And like hang out. And the bartender, she's so nice. So that was fun. And then I got a glass of red wine again at my favorite restaurant that we went to before the game. We went there two nights ago before another game. But I went with Peyton's dad and we each got a glass of wine and it was really good.
Yum.
And then the wine that we had at the tasting last night was so good too.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that. I was wishing that I had someone to drive me home because I wanted to drink more. You know, like I just obviously had like the little taster that they give you. But
yeah,
I was like, oh my God, that was yummy.
Yeah, so yummy.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. Happy December. And yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. And we will see you guys next week.
Love
you. Love ya. Bye.
Bye.